The Slop Shop is finally here and we have a very special offer for you.
What's that, Joe? What's that?
Yes, great question. If you spend £50 or more here on the Sloppy Joe's Slop Shop, you will get a bespoke video message from me, from Joe McGrath, and from you as well, Ethan.
Oh, and is that like saying hello in that, Joe?
Yes, we'll say hello and we'll say pretty much whatever you want us to within reason. All you have to do is put who it's from, who it's to, whether it's for yourself or a gift, in the comment box at checkout. Put your email address in there as well, and we will make sure your bespoke video finds its way to you.
So all the sloppers have to do, Joe, is spend 50 quid, and you'll pretty much just be a clown for them.
How dare you?
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It's Joe Smith, Joe McGrath, and Ethan James. What are you doing? You're looking very pleased with yourself. Lovely little clap.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very good.
You wore that the last episode.
Yes, well, I didn't. I probably wear this once a week. And we are recording on a different day, and therefore I thought I was safe to wear it. Got into work and realised I'm not safe.
Do you have it? Is it
I
like...
I am safe. Like, I'm fine. I'm
yeah, here. This isn't a cry for help, is it?
Do you remember when Facebook created a thing on part of their site where you could declare yourself safe from any emergency?
Yeah.
So then there was... there's like earthquakes happening in Bangkok, and my Uncle John was like, I'm here, I'm safe. Just to take the piss.
Never left Stockport in his life.
Even you remember that? You laughing at that?
Oh, sorry. I do. I'm also having a really terrible stitch right now.
You got a stitch?
Oh, I've got a stitch. I think I just ate something quite quickly before.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I just had a bit of pain. Please let the show
go on.
What's
happened, just so that they know why this isn't mad that you're saying.
Oh, I got caught up in the...
Sorry, Joe just fired.
No, Ethan just fired.
It was trap wind. It was trap wind from Ethan.
If it's a hot meal, we'll often eat the 9 out of 10 club at the start so that it's still fresh when we eat it, and then we'll put it in at the end. So we've had the 9 out of 10 club.
Ethan
absolutely wolfed his big bag of horse shit down, and now he's got Stitch. But that's okay. You can live through Stitch. You know, so you are an adult after all.
The Trump thing there was just trying to suggest that Ethan Trump, now he's fine.
How are you?
I apologise. Good, mate. I'm a busy boy. Where did I go to on Sunday? Marlow.
What's that?
I didn't know myself. Marlow is just outside of London. And he's got a lot of money kicking about.
Is it a rich boy's place?
Marlow.
Because normally, no offence, and this is no offence, you go to...
Yeah,
you go to places where you don't think... I don't associate you
where?
With...
Name one.
Morecambe. All the time.
I've been to Morecambe once. All the time? I've been to Morecambe once.
Grimsby.
Well, said that with Becky.
Yeah, I'm not... Really, no, it's fine. I'm from work, so I don't...
Marlow.
But I don't associate you with... Glitz, glamour. I associate you
greasy
with...
Greasy takeaways.
Yeah.
Let me just say you this. Marlow.
I associate you with the translucent bag with a bit of pastry in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know when the paper bag goes translucent from the grease?
Yeah.
That's you. Yeah. Not white brick and, you know, wrought iron fencing that you might find in Marlow.
Went to... I loved it. Marlow.
What were you doing there? And
guess.
What is it?
Guess.
So tell us about the place and we'll guess why you were there afterwards.
I went to Marlow, and it's just outside of London. I went there with Becky for an event.
Oh.
And I rocked up on the Sunday. We took Monday off so we can have it large Sunday night.
That's a clue, Ethan.
I met up with, it is more of a clue, but I'll keep it anonymous. I met up with an anonymous group of six people. Me, Becky, make it eight. We went to this amazing place, which is half butchers, half restaurant. They serve their meat. In the butchers.
They walk it through, don't they? And they do like a sort of catwalk or a cattle walk, and you pick, kill that cow, cut its leg off, put it on plate.
It is
you can pick not just the cut, but the cow.
Yeah. It's kind of how it is, but no livestock in there.
Oh.
So we went in there, and what's that? David May, treble winner for United. He rocked up. I didn't know that coming.
Really?
David May.
Maisie's in there.
Maisie's in there.
Who else is there?
me and some anonymous people, keep anonymous, okay. We sat down. Geezer in charge went, I'll order for everyone.
Geezer?
There's a guy in charge. I can't keep him anonymous. It's part of the game we're playing. He went, I'll keep...
So I thought you were saying it was from Egypt.
No. I said, yeah, we trust you. You order what you like. Anyway, he came back. He ordered an unbelievable T-bone steak and a bit of a tomahawk.
Oh.
But a pork tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
Tomahawk, which wasn't what it was called on the menu. And I was
it wasn't called tomahawk?
No, I was stunned by it. Where's the tomahawk? Loads of sides, three or four burgers, and eight lamb fritters each. No, not each. One each, because they were brilliant.
What? So you've got a steak, a burger, lamb fritter, and some sides.
It was all for the table.
Right.
It was all going well until the bill came, and it was like, oh,
what, like 1,800 quid or something?
How much was it? We were talking about 500 quid. Split between eight.
Okay, so you're looking at about 80 quid each.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it.
Did you have to pay that as well?
For lunch, yeah.
For lunch?
For lunch.
Do you know those words like tomahawk, T-bone? I've only ever seen these words on like Instagram reels.
Yeah.
I've never had any of them. Do you know the ones I mean, Ethan? Do you know where someone's holding a bone and they're like slicing the meat off it and then they're slicing it into roses? Yeah, but there's others like him as well. Or you see these like sort of middle class home chefs where they've got some bit of meat and they're slapping it and they're doing all this stuff.
Well,
I've never had any of this stuff. How good was it?
Oh.
The T-bone and the tomahawk are just words of my culinary dreams.
They were delicious.
Were they?
The pork tomahawk, oh my God, you should have seen it. I tell you one thing they didn't anticipate when I rocked up, that I'd gnaw on the bone.
Yeah.
Give me that fucking bad boy. I was Henry the Eighth at the end of the table.
Yeah.
Give me that bone. Beautiful.
Just shouting for more. But the thing with a tomahawk that I've seen... The beef ones, obviously they're quite medium rare. You can't do that with pork.
No, it had to be.
Does that lose something?
No, because it was dead fatty and lovely.
Was it?
Can I show you a photo?
Yeah, of course. So Ethan, we need to guess who he was there with and what he was doing there.
I was quite upset that we actually spent a lot of money on food, because I mean, when you figure out why, it was quite stupid that we did so.
Right. So who do you think he was there with?
Well, there must have a little bit of money behind them, Joe.
Yeah.
There's Joe looking at the T-bone and tomahawk. So the first one is the steak. The one further behind is the pork. Delicious, isn't it?
Yeah, that does look delicious.
You can't try it. Oh, stop that. Do you want to have a guess?
I think six people. I think he was there with... But they shouldn't have spent money, so maybe he was there on a charity mission. But that's not very Joe, is it? It was probably a band... Were you there with the Blossoms or something like that? Or Blossoms, should I say?
No, I was there because there was...
Oh, I didn't even get a guess.
You're too busy scribbling your answers down.
You're having a stitch.
Well, all right. I'm going to say, were you with... What's the other band you like? The other Manchester band?
Oh, yeah, the K's.
The K's,
yeah, yeah. No, I was...
Oh, all right, is it with...
How many guesses do you want, man?
One more.
Was it with YouTubers?
No, I was at a chicken wing event.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Fuck's sake.
So I thought that goes without saying, though. I thought, like...
I can't believe you guessed all the... It went all around the houses and then... Why didn't you land on chicken wings?
Well, I knew...
Pork.
It's always chicken wings, isn't it?
I didn't realise we were going to be spending that much on lunch, considering where we were going was all you could eat chicken wings.
For dinner?
For dinner, yeah.
What was this chicken wing event?
It was a place called Ginger Wings.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember them?
Oh, they were the winners or the runners up?
Yeah, winners of Manchester Wing Fest.
Wow,
they were delicious. They were having an event, a night that I was hosting.
Yeah.
So I got down there, free booze.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a mistake, isn't it?
That's a mistake. No microphone for this event.
Great.
So I had to host it a cappella.
Like Tom Jones,
and it was a lava wing challenge. Which was the hottest?
Is that
sauce.
The wings where they're sort of going like that?
No, this was the world's hottest sauce, and
says who?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Fuck off, yeah. World's hottest sauce. Well, I say the world's hottest.
Do you know the world's
hottest sauce? Molten steel. Put that on a fucking wing. That's hot. 2,500 degrees Celsius, mate. Burn straight through your.
Yeah,
jaw.
It is hot. Yeah, it is hot.
How do you know it's the world's hottest sauce?
Because it is.
It's not, is it?
Well, that's what you got to say to hype everyone.
Right.
Up.
So what was it? It was ketchup with a bit of Tabasco stirred into it, wasn't it?
Medium is medium. Anyway, I can't remember much of the night because of the free bar. Me and Becky got levered.
Did you? What was? So you hosting it?
Yeah.
Who for?
Ginger Wings. Ginger Wings and Wing Fest. It was brilliant.
Okay, so it's through Wing Fest.
I just basically ruined 8 people's day.
How bad are the wings? How hot are they?
They were hot.
Really? Like,
people were crying.
And what do they have to do? Was it eat 6 in a certain amount of time, or who can eat the most in 10 minutes?
6 in front of you. 3 is... So we split them up into 3, into 2. Fuck. Split them up into 2. 2 groups of 3. Are you with me?
Bah.
6 in total. Oh, you pick one up, you eat it, you wait for a minute. You pick another up, you eat it, and you wait for a further minute.
Right.
Then you pick your final one up. This point you're done. You eat for a minute, and then it's a speed race to who can eat the last 3. Bearing in mind, you're done.
So it's like a little pre-torture.
You're done by 2. A lot of people are out by 2, including Big John.
At breakfast, Hallam FM, 2000.
No, Big John. Oh. Bosh.
He was there. You met Bosh.
I met Bosh.
Why didn't you start with that? He loves a Chinese.
He does. He loves a Chinese. He's big as well.
Is he big?
He's Big
How
John.
How tall is he?
Tall.
That's what I was thinking.
No, hang on.
What?
Do you mean Tom? Are you saying John?
No, John. Big John.
Who's Big Tom?
Oh, I thought you were Tom Skinner, the Bosh guy.
No, there's more than one Bosh guy.
Yeah, and he's not the Bosh guy. Big John's the Bosh guy.
Big John's the OG.
So
who's Big John?
Who's Big John? Essentially, this geezer.
Is this the guy from Storage Hunt?
He is a heart attack on the phone to a takeaway. That's what he is.
What did you say? And why are you making a note?
Sorry,
you just said then.
I thought it was the guy from Storage Hunters. He used to shout Bosh, but I think he's no longer with us.
Yeah, he's definitely dead.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not Big John is the guy who really got famous because he used to film his Chinese order.
Yeah.
It'd be a Wednesday and he'd put down 300 quid on a Chinese like that.
I know him.
Why did you just hold on? Why did you just look me in the eye while feeling your balls?
I wasn't. I wasn't feeling him. I was readjusting him.
Awful.
They'd become.
Don't look me in the eyes.
They'd gone round the corner and I had to fetch him.
Big John was there.
How is he? Is he all right?
Well, he said he would do the lava wing challenge and then he tried a little dab of it and he went, I generally might have a heart attack.
Yeah, of course.
So he just, we pretended he took part. He just had a bit of ketchup on his.
Is that true?
Yeah. But he didn't win because he was being fair. So he did like the first 3 and then he went, oh, I'm out. We could have killed him.
How big is he? Height-wise.
So he's tall. He's about your size height.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. Well, his son is Johnny, the Bull. Is he called the Bull? Shit. He's a boxer, heavyweight boxer.
Right.
Johnny Bullshit, no. I'm not calling you out. Fucking hell.
So he's like 6'3", 6'4", and he's, what we're saying, 30 stone?
Huh?
For those who don't know him.
Yeah, probably, you know.
Yeah.
He's big.
Yeah.
Is he? He's big.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Does he
hold it well?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's big. He's a big lad.
He loves Chinese food so much,
Chinese.
Doesn't
he?
Was he all right to get on with?
He got scratched. He's, you know what, as well? Such lovely people. Like, honestly, lovely humans. So I had a great time with Marlo. Do you know who Heston Blumenthal is?
Yeah, of course.
I was out partying till 4 a.m. with his son, Jack.
I mean, that's great, amazing, yeah. Do you know where...
I dropped a baby on his head.
What? What the fuck? Why does this story keep...
At one point, right, so Marlo's wild. Like,
it's
Marlo
not,
is a
it?
Group of, like...
It's not.
It is mad.
It is mad.
There was, like, a young group.
It's not wild, is it?
No. There was a group of, like, 12 people who just loved boozing, who were about our age. And they stayed out on a Sunday night till 2 a.m. just because there was new people in town, e.g. me and Becky. Right?
Yeah.
Even the baby stayed out till 2 a.m.
That's horrendous parenting.
Can I say that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Anyway,
if the baby was on the drink.
We were playing with the baby on the floor, me and Becky.
At the floor of a pub?
Yeah, it was clean. And then it fell backwards and hit its head and cried. I was too pissed to even go and play it, but it was fine after about 2 minutes.
What are we admitting to here, Joe? What the fuck?
What do you mean?
What in the absolute social services is this story?
Oh, they were fine.
There was a baby in a pub at 2 a.m. that for some reason you were in charge of when you've already admitted that hours before the wing eating competition, You were so drunk you can barely remember it. Presumably you didn't get less drunk in the following 6 hours. There is, you are looking after a baby on the floor of a
looking
pub.
Looking after is such a weird, we're all sat around.
Looking after is such a strong word, but
like
you weren't
here.
Even paying
it's like
attention
here. It's
to
like
it.
In here on this big table here.
Yeah, except it's a
me,
floor.
Me, Becky and the baby, we're on the floor here in the middle.
Right.
I'm not looking after it. It's not got home with us.
Yeah, okay. So for some reason,
we're not changing this nappy.
You're in charge of this baby. You're absolutely bladdered. You've never met it before.
You're putting words in my mouth there.
What?
Absolutely bladdered.
You said you were so drunk you couldn't remember the wing eating competition.
I couldn't remember how it went.
Yeah, exactly.
Because my mind was on other things.
What, like what? The baby you're about to abuse in 6 hours' time?
I abuse a baby? It fell backwards itself. I didn't push it.
Do you realise...
If I pushed the baby
Do
on the
you realise that babies take some looking after?
Yeah,
I didn't kill it.
Yeah,
it just didn't eat out.
Yeah, no,
if it was hungry, it should have gone in fridge.
Yeah, but the word abuse is quite harsh, isn't it?
All right, then. Neglected.
Abuse a baby. I'm not fucking...
No, you're not in charge of it. It's parents.
We're all sat on the floor playing games and all that. Way. The baby's loving life. And then one minute, it sat there. The next minute, it fell back.
Do you know when you said Marlowe's mad? And I said, no, it's not. I take
Marlo's
it back, it is.
Mad.
It is mad. And that baby was the landlord, which is the maddest thing of all, wasn't it?
No, the baby was fine after, because you give it a sip of the Guinness and it was short... I'm joking.
Give it a hot wing and 2 pints of Guinness.
No, but lovely.
And it was
fine. Lovely people. Great day. Woke up, yeah, great.
Woke up what? Go on.
Just nothing.
Say
just
it.
Just a great day.
Where did you wake up?
I'd definitely go to Marlow again. Do you want to call me, Ethan?
Oh, yeah. Where did you wake up?
The Premier Inn.
Yeah. And?
And where?
Why were you going to say something that you didn't?
Because we really spooked the Premier Inn guy because we checked in at 4 a.m.
He turned up for the first time at 4 a.m.
Yeah, and he went, "What we've got?" I went, "We've got a room for the night."
And, what time
and he went, "What?" I went, "McGrath."
What time?
And he went, "Oh yeah, you do."
So wait, so you turned up at 4 a.m. Presumably checkout was 11.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You were there for like 7 hours.
Awful, 50 quid down the drain. It was either that or stay at Jack Blumenthal's house.
Was that an option?
Well, nah.
Imagine that. Oh, Joe, you should have done that. Should have tried to do that. Does he still live with his dad?
No.
Oh. Imagine the kitchen.
Say,
in that
can I clear
house?
Things up in like an official statement, so I don't have to do one proper? No babies were harmed.
What? It's his head in crime.
Shut up. And I don't know if it was 2 a.m. or not. Because thinking about it,
think about it. You
think
can't
about it,
tell time.
Sunday, it was a Sunday in a pub. So when does it? Anyway, whenever the ship closes in Marlow, Jesus, I've given away where it is now. CCTV.
You've given away who it was, whose dad it is. This is going up in the Daily Star if you're not careful.
But it wasn't anything to do with it wasn't Heston Blumenthal's kid, was it?
Okay, great.
Anyway, it was a great day. Loved it.
It does sound like a really fun day, actually.
Yeah, it was great. Loved it. Big day. Great fun.
I'm worried for you.
Oh, anyway, it's Becky's birthday week as well, so
is
that's
it?
Why we're celebrating it.
How
I took
old?
Her to a chicken wing event.
Oh,
she really loved it.
What, another one? Or
no,
that one?
No, this Marlow.
I was going to say, if you went to 2 chicken wing events in a week,
Becky's
it's good, isn't it, with Becky? Do you know, like, when it's her birthday or Christmas or whatever, she knows that no matter what it is, the gift is chicken wing event, isn't it? No matter what, every Christmas, Valentine's Day, birthday, Kwanzaa, whatever it is, she's getting chicken wing event. Amazing.
Amazing.
You can set your watch to it, can't you?
She's 30 on Saturday.
She's 30?
Yeah.
That's big.
I know.
What you got her? This comes out after Saturday. What you got her?
I booked a house in Wales. I think this is quite after Saturday.
Yeah. We'll judge Ethan if this is a good and appropriate gift for her 30th birthday.
All right. I'll be the judge of that.
So what have you got her?
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Some earrings.
What are they like?
Nah, I didn't splash too much on them, about 30 quid.
Okay.
Do you know, she's not got a sweet tooth, right?
Pound for every year. Hey?
Yeah, she's nice. Not got a sweet tooth, right?
Right.
She bought the other day. Come on, what are you going to say?
What's
then?
She got?
She's not got a sweet tooth. But the other day we went to Avuna in Manchester. Do you know the tapas place? She had the cake there. It was delicious. So I bought a full thing of it off the guy.
Nice.
Called the geezer up. He couldn't believe I was asking for it. Now he either buys them in and he's selling them a ridiculous price. I spent 50 quid on this cake.
Have you?
Yeah.
You know he's getting it from Costco
he's
for about
fucking,
9
isn't
quid.
He? If I see that fucker with a Costco sticker on it, I'll lob it at him. No, Avuna's wonderful. Go check it out. Brilliant place. Turning 20 this year. And, I've booked a house in Wales for us and some mates to stay at. That's the main gift.
Yeah.
Must be a fortune.
How much?
Well, I've subbed people.
Are they not paying to come?
They're paying.
Right.
50%.
Okay.
I'm paying. I've put. No, I can't tell you.
Of course you can.
I've put a good chunk down.
How much? How much? £400 for one night.
Two.
Oh, that's quite nice.
And then everyone else pays 80 for two nights.
Yeah, a pair of earrings, a cake. That's all right to open on the day, isn't it? That's good, that. Was it a nice little place?
Weedfest 2024 tickets for any destination.
Any destination except Birmingham, because it is sold out. And I mean sold out. So she can go Bristol, London, Swindon.
The thing about another one as well.
Rochdale, Rotherham. Anyway. Barnsley.
How was your big walk on the weekend?
Oh, I went for a big walk, Jem.
Enjoy it.
6 miles uphill. Nice. Across the top of a hill, down a hill. Oh, it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
It was lovely. It was in Hathersage. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, you two made me laugh. So we were talking, weren't we, on text? And both of you had the same excuse of why you ignored me for a full day. Both of you went, oh, we've not got signal. You were in Newcastle.
Yeah, his is bullshit.
No, in St. James's Park, you don't have any mobile connection. But what I did was I listened to another table who had been told by a member of staff that the password, which is secret. So to reply to you, I went over and I listened in, got the password and managed to reply.
What do you think Newcastle United's password is?
It's almost certainly. It's got to just be Shearer 123.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It
is, was it Shearer 123?
It's We Are United.
Yeah, there you go. That works. Right, so I went for a lovely walk. Really nice walk. Really cold, but I've been up in my fleece game recently.
Yeah.
I've got big into the fleece market. Bought some trousers on the day, and then went.
Hold on, what do you mean? Bought some on the day?
Yeah,
you bought day trousers.
I bought some trousers on the day, yeah.
For the day, that's it.
No, that's the first day I'm wearing them. I wear them every time I go for a big walk.
You bought trousers just for a walk?
They're weatherproof.
Mad.
They're weatherproof trousers, but it's a big walk.
Trousers for the day.
Yeah,
like soup of the day.
Two fleeces, over jacket, trousers, walking boots.
Wow,
we're getting into it.
Yeah, proper.
And then we went up and round. Up across Stanage Edge. Have you ever been there?
No.
Beautiful bit of the world. It's like a big cliff that goes on for like half a mile. You big just walk cliff. Across the top of it. Yeah, you know, like the, having to go at Alison Hammond. But the main event, you could argue, wasn't the walk. It was the curry afterwards.
Oh.
There's a curry house called Mazzy in Hathersage. And it is fantastic. It is fantastic, Joe. The curry was so spicy.
Like, I've seen this episode before where Joe just goes on a big walk and has a curry. But now we're back, baby. Right.
That curry there is so unbelievably spicy. You can see all the chilies in it.
Are we talking lamb?
That chicken? Was a lamb curry.
Oh, look.
And then, so if you zoom out.
Wow.
So you can swipe to the left. Let me have a look what you see there. Is that second curry?
Oh, layer of oil on top of it.
That's called a taxi driver curry.
And what do you mean?
Well, that's what it's called. And then there's the naan. You can see how good that naan is.
Go, you ordered the taxi driver's curry?
Yeah, go the other way. Three times. The other way. Not that one. That was me in the toilet afterwards. It blew me away.
I can't look at your phone anymore.
Look at this.
You took a picture of you shitting after a hot curry.
Yeah, but one thing I wanted to show you, Joe, is this picture right here. And to the naked eye, you would, it's clearly a poppadom.
Yeah, it's a poppadom.
It's got your onion. It's got mango chutney. It's got garlic, not garlic. It's got your mint yogurt.
Yeah,
but what it's also got there, the dark orange, is a lime pickle. Ooh. But the lime pickle has been blended. So instead of big chunks, it's almost like a sauce.
Big chunks. Like the YouTuber.
No.
Absolutely, yeah, big chunks was there. Absolutely.
That's great.
Gorgeous. And all the starters, when you order the starters, they all come in a big bowl with like fried onions in and it's all steaming and hot. And everyone's starters goes in the middle of the table and you pick your barges out and you get your little coffee drop. It was so nice.
I need to know the sequence of events here.
Go on.
Because what happened there is you had photos of your curry, then a picture of you having a shit, then your poppadom pictures. Have you had that post-poppadom? Pre-poppadom?
No, the order was slightly mistaken. It goes in the phone, it goes walking.
Who are you with? Just the full family?
No, a few of my mates. Walking. Poppadom.
Yeah.
First curry. Second curry. Oh dear, that was very spicy. I could barely handle that. What's that downstairs? No, bread. Big poo.
Big poo. Oh, nice.
So, I didn't even leave the restaurant. But then also, here's something mad that happened afterwards. Have you ever seen this before? So we walked outside and then looked up to the sky. And we'll put this picture on as well. Look at that. The rings around the moon there. Did you see this? It was a big news story everywhere.
Why is it?
It's called a lunar halo. Look at that.
This is crazy.
It's good, that, isn't it? Apparently, it's when it's really cold, like the light from the moon gets caught in ice particles and makes like essentially a rainbow, but it's just out around the moon instead. So we saw a little lunar halo. But honestly, we need to go to Mazzy's in Hathersage.
I'll go all the way there for a curry.
It's only an hour away. Meet us three, you can go for a walk, go for a big curry. It'd be a lovely little day out of that. Honestly, absolutely sensational place. Too spicy. Fuck me up big time. Great though. Lovely.
Great.
But I was out for like 12 hours, that's why I didn't text you back. Sorry. Right. No signal there at all.
Ethan James. So I hinted there. You at St. James's Park on the weekend?
Oh, yes, I was. Went back to the Toon for two big reasons, Drew. One was to see Newcastle United and do an interview with the television.
What?
For TNT Sports.
You were on telly?
Oh, well, it's going to be on telly before the Man United game, or it'll be on their socials, worst case scenario. So we'll see about that. Yeah. And then,
What did you get asked?
I'll quickly tell you the kerfuffle. I'll quickly tell you.
Yeah,
yes.
So
my lovely friend Ryan sorted this opportunity for us because he works close with them. So off I popped to Newcastle, got outside the St. James's Park, and on Google Maps an exact location of where I am to meet the production team. And then I get there, 45 minutes pass, and I'm just all alone in the cold, and I'm feeling a bit miserable at this point. And then I can't get in contact with Ryan, but eventually I do. A screenshot is received on my phone from Ryan. It's the producer calling me a no-show. But I was showing up. I was in the exact location. But what had happened was they changed the location to Alan Shearer statue without telling me, and they were texting the wrong person. The wrong number. So when I told the producer, I was like, I wasn't receiving anything. She was like, I was texting this random number then. Who was it? Now, how the hell would I know out of all the phone numbers in the world?
You're a police officer. Can you just run this through the system, please, and work out who this was that we were texting?
Who was it?
Honestly, quite a funny question. Anyway, I thought it would just be like, you know, like a cameraman and an interviewer. It turns out there were seven of them.
No.
Aye. A photographer, a cameraman, another cameraman, a producer, a person asking the questions, a sound man.
What?
That's probably six, but still, nonetheless, like, that's mad, quite surprised.
I've never done anything outside of ground with much.
That's incredible. It's
usually like one cameraman and a presenter.
Was it all right?
There we go.
Oh, well, we'll see. I did probably waffle a bit. There was one moment where a crowd gathered around and I just went, sorry, I've not answered that question very well. Give me 1 minute.
Did you
pause? But then it was all right.
Did you answer it again after that?
Oh yes, I did. They can edit, can't they?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. And obviously taking the opportunity to celebrate, because we obviously have a vast amount of Manchester United fans watch this.
Yeah.
But it's always great to get new fans. That's why we don't talk about football on the pod, because we like to get new fans. So I assume you're going to be called Ethan James from the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Oh well, they didn't even ask about that. I think I'm just Ethan James, Newcastle United fan. But I would have pushed it. I could give them a message. It's not got out yet.
Yeah, drop her a message.
Yeah, do that.
Get Sloppy Joe's podcast on that title, and we'll put a screenshot.
Oh, that'd be good. And also, we got a dog.
Oh yeah, how is the dog?
Oh, he's class. Oh, he's proper wee. I'll maybe put a little video in.
Oh, yeah, let's do the video.
Oh, he's class.
What's his favourite little treat?
Well, what he was doing, so it was his first full day. He's only 8 weeks. And we gave him opened up a box of toys. Day, then, eh? And there was so many toys in there, he lost his mind. He just ran in there, fucking got about
him. Overstimulation, that'll kill him.
Yeah, that'll do him.
That's upset.
That's probably going to stunt his growth a little bit, that.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. I quite like him a little.
we need to move on. We need to move on.
That's it, really. Yeah.
Right then, Joe, it's time for a bit of food. Ooh. Are you hungry?
Oh, I'm always hungry. I'm always hungry. You know that.
So there was obviously a big chat a couple of weeks back.
You're not
about
a big chap.
I'm...
You're a normal-sized chap.
I know. Do you know what? I need to get my beard sorted. Can I say this quickly before the 9-10 Club? Mm. My barbers that I've been using for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Turkish Ross. Best beard... What's wrong?
Just not.
Best beard trimmer in the game.
Don't need to mention his nationality there.
Why? Turkish Ross. Galatasaray fan. Loves it.
Good lad.
He said... So I always call the week before... Get myself booked in.
Why do they have to get the master in? They have to bring him over from Turkey, don't they?
They have to get his flight sorted. Yeah.
Like Yoda.
I need the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, the number's not connecting. Nothing on. They've not got any socials. Yeah. They've not got anything. It's just not.
Do you know what he did? I can imagine where he was. He was in his barber shop after hours. He'd been worried all week. He just dropped to his knees. He was thinking about. It's like cutting other people's hair. He was just thinking about yours. And because you've got to a point where it didn't.
Sure.
Do you know when sometimes
you can't laugh at yourself before you deliver your
when he thinks about your hair? Do you know when sometimes it's deemed like someone has to go to a sort of living facility or whatever, like a palliative care kind of living facility, because you can't look after themselves in their own home anymore? Like Nana's got to move out and she needs constant care. Your hair has got to the point where it's beyond his workings now, isn't it? He dropped to his knees and he just blocked you.
He's just gone.
You need to go to whatever the equivalent of a hospice is for the hair.
Anyway, food. Back to the stuff that I like talking about.
Well, he's blocked you for some reason.
I thought I'd bring to the table today.
Oh yeah.
A generic item that is sort of encroaching its way into all of our lives, and is taking over something that I feel like we hold dearly. Which is bread.
Honestly, we do hold bread dear.
Do you like bread, Ethan?
Oh, yes, I do like bread, yes. I like it on pizza. I like it in Subways.
Yes.
I like it feeding to the ducks.
Pizza, yeah. Of course.
Love now, bread on pizza.
Bread on pizza.
You know what? I'll get one pepperoni pizza and one... Just a toast pizza,
toast,
please.
Yeah, thank you. Toast on bread. Now, this item, I thought has gone too far when I saw... a breakfast version of this item make its way into my life. Now, what I've got to say is, because we're recording late, the breakfast version wasn't available for me to get.
Okay.
But I wanted to bring forward a selection of food.
I love the word selection.
So we can all try individually how the bao bun
has
affected
it's
us.
It's started to come in, hasn't it?
I think I give it 10 years. It might be bigger than white bread.
No, I don't know.
Ethan, have you ever had a bao bun?
Well, I've had one of the ones from a Tesco before.
Yeah.
And actually, I've also had a dessert one.
What was in that?
It was filled with chocolate and you had to dip it in a caramel thing.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, well, God, it was bloody sickly, let me tell you that.
Now then, gents, go on.
What is a bao bun then?
I think it's steamed bread, isn't it?
It sort of is, but it's weird because it's... Taste-wise, it's more like cake. Texture-wise, it's stretchier than bread.
Yeah, it is. It's got more to it.
So it's sweet. It's sweetened slightly, though, isn't it? But
yeah.
Not always.
But
not always.
But you have to steam it. It's a cookie. That's how you bring it to temperature. So, who wants to pick what top flavourings they've got? Toppings. What flavourings they got? We've got...
No. I think we should do it random.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see what we get.
Yeah, just pull it out.
Yeah?
Pull it out of the bag, yeah. Just dish
what do you mean by that?
So I'll have a little bite and I'll tell you what I'm having.
No. See, if we're going to do random, boys, we need to think about how this means.
Why?
Because you're just going to have a little bite.
Just dish them out and then we'll decide and then we'll work out what we've got afterwards. Give me that one. I'll have that one.
No, you can have this one down here.
Why? Because you know what that one is and you want it.
Yeah.
So it's not random then?
That is the random one there.
No, that's Matt. He's such an idiot. He wanted random, didn't he? But really,
I don't know what you think. Because look, you'd be able to tell what each of them are. They're open.
Just slide the box.
Right. So, all right, then you can have this one that you wanted.
I didn't want that one.
You didn't want it, right, Ethan?
That's the worst one.
Why? What is it?
It looks like buffalo chicken.
You've got no. You've got Korean fried chicken.
Okay, that sounds good.
There is also Ethan. You've got a full one here.
The whole.
Can we not just try all of them each?
All of them each, but nah. Yeah.
I'd like to try all of them, please.
Really?
Yeah.
We haven't got any napkins.
Sorry.
Right, we're going in for the bao buns. It's time for my catchphrase, Joe. As you can see, We've just demolished the food with editing. We're here digesting. Oh, this is Little Bow Boy. I've got places.
What, where everywhere. Is it? Who?
The, no, the, I think they've got. I think it's like a chain.
Okay.
Little Bow Boy. Why we ordered from? Because I thought, let's try what is some of the best might be. I've got to say, I love bao buns.
Really?
I think they're a little bit better than bread.
You don't think that?
I do.
What are you saying?
Like, that was delicious.
But better than bread?
Yeah.
Bread is the top three things.
Really? What's in the three?
Potatoes, tomatoes, bread.
The fact that tomatoes get looking.
Oh,
though.
Tomatoes are unbelievable.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
Pizza, pretty good. Pasta.
Mm-hmm. The top three... Well, Ethan, what are your top three things?
Oh, I'd probably say tits.
No. Oh. That's that counts as two. Three when we're in the
room. You've got one more.
Oh.
So lefty, righty, and what? Presumably you're in... What?
Probably, Ooh.
Put to yourself.
He said tits.
Right, he said tits because he thought it was a great laugh and now he's not scared. Now the camera's on him, he's
I'd
scared.
I'd say... Tits.
Yep.
Yeah, you could...
Booze.
Booze.
And the football.
Absolute sick, sad little boy.
Right, so you're... Yeah, but now he's making yours look shit. You went bread, potatoes and what? Tomatoes?
Yeah.
This geezer's got booze, football and, you know, knockers.
Good on him. The bao bun is one of those foods that I always feel like there's another level it should be at when I'm eating it. Do you know what I mean? Whenever I see them, I think, that's going to be amazing. And every single time I've ever had them, I've gone... It's not. I feel like the filling should be giving me more. I don't get what this big sort of plump, soft, difficult to eat, cake-like material is bringing that either the crispness of like a pastry or the kind of softness of a bread wouldn't be doing better. It's just not, it's like a cartoon food.
So you don't think the bao bun is working?
I think that somewhere out there is a bao bun that would knock my socks off. Maybe even push into that top three.
But what you're saying is you don't even like the concept of the bao bun.
I love the concept, but it's the reality of them time and time again has let me down. And if that remains the same today, the flavours aren't quite there. The outside is so lacking flavour and lacking anything that the centre, the filling, has to be like overly salty, overly tangy, overly spicy to burst through this. Like, basically, it's like your mouth's wearing earmuffs the whole time. They're like noise-cancelling earmuffs, and then you're at a gig. And you're like, I bet this singing's amazing, but I can't hear it because I've got my earmuffs.
Seeing?
So your mouth's got this like big fluffy earmuff in it, and the food has to try and fight through that, and they're just a letdown every time I
have them. I think you're overthinking it, Ethan.
Drew, overthinking it?
Like, look at how Ethan answered the top three things. He just said what came to his head straight away. Which, granted...
Hang on a sec.
Straight away.
Fucking ages to say his first three. I said bread, tomato, and... potatoes, and almost instantly, faster than then. He took ages, he went tits, and then couldn't speak for 2 minutes because he was a bit of a silly boy.
Right, Ethan, talk to me about the bao bun. How good are they?
Well, I must say...
This thing that he does. I must say, it's a fucking... We need to get that on a fucking merch top.
I must say, Joe. I found these bao buns... quite surprising in the sense that I thought usually the contents of the bao bun is inside of the bao bun, but in this scenario the bao bun was opened up to the world for everyone to see what's inside.
It does make sense. The way you want it to randomise it does make sense.
Yeah, what are they called? You do see them in the steaming cupboard where it's fully enclosed, almost like a sort of an arancini of bao.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, it's within, it's the Scotch egg.
Yeah, the arancini.
This wasn't that. This was the sort of the open-faced taco style,
you
wasn't
it? You could see it straight away, couldn't you?
Yeah.
So, were you a fan?
Of this one? It was all right. I think, again, with this one, it just comes down to the filling, doesn't it? If it was enclosed within the bao, there's a mystery there to be had.
Mm-hmm. What? But you're knocking points off it because there was no mystery.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
Because it is an inherently fun food. It should be a fun food, I think. Certain foods are meant to be fun.
Yeah, well, you know, popcorn is fun. You will know that what's inside. Like when you go to Greg's, you don't ask for a mystery, do you?
Well, you should have seen me today. Actually, I had a Greg's and I got a steak, bacon, a sausage, bean, cheese melt, and I brought them in and I mixed them up. I didn't know which one was which. And I had a bite and I thought I was having. Honestly,
I love that.
I thought the worst thing you could have picked to use
that argument against him.
And I thought I was having the steak bake, but I had the bean and cheese melt. The other way around.
Oh, for God's sake, it doesn't matter at
And when I had the steak bake, third bite in, it went all down my jumper, and I had to wash my jumper in the sink at work, and I had to put under the hand dryer for 5 minutes.
You thought he was putting it on the hot tap, but it was actually the cold tap.
Yeah, wow.
Do you know all the pasties at Greg's, do you know they all have a unique pastry design?
I do now, yeah.
Did you know this, Ethan?
Mm.
Every single thing at Greg's got its own design on it. So if you know the code, we'll put it on screen now. You can get a picture. I'll put it on the code there. If you know the code, you don't even need to see the label. Has it got tight waves? Has it got vertical crosses? Whatever on it.
Really?
Yeah, they've all got a different pastry design depending on what they are.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I just normally wolf it down too.
You don't even know what you've eaten.
See my hand in 10 seconds, man.
You don't even know what you've eaten after you've eaten it.
You can have the Mona Lisa on back of a Greg's thing. I won't even know.
That's true. God.
Should have facing me. Right, so are we saying bad buns are in? No. Ethan?
I'm not buzzing. I tell you what, it's better than that sushi you brought in the other day. That was more exciting. It's like, oh, wow, bow buns. But, nah.
We're getting a lot of kickoffs about the sushi, by the way.
Why?
Saying there's no way sushi's 9 out of 10.
Well, they're just inaccurate, aren't they? They haven't tried it. They haven't tried it. That's the problem.
The bao bun's not going in. It's not going in.
Somewhere in the world there is a 9 out of 10 bao bun. I'm yet to have it. So it's not even like the case where I can put the idea of the bao bun in because of ones I've had before. I've never had a good one. And I think there must be out there somewhere.
Yeah, so bao buns, you might be better than bread, but you know, you're not in the 9 out of 10 club.
Boo.
We're going to finish this episode with a surprise bao bun. What are you laughing at?
I thought we were done with bao
buns. One more bao bun. Let me open it.
I saw it on the menu for wild. I need to get it for you.
Right, let's get this.
What is
opened.
That? Explain it to the listeners.
What the fuck am I seeing here? Now, that is what it looks like.
What do you think it is?
First of all, it looks like something that would come, a plastic thing that would come in a kid's kitchen.
What?
Do you know when you get like a kid's kitchen, it's got like the kid's mushy peas made of plastic. It's crispy, so it looks like it's been deep fried. And then there's either like sort of beans or raisins in there. It actually, looking for the inspection, is it a mince pie one?
Mince pie bao bun. That, my friend, is the special for the month there, a little bao buns.
Oh, that could be good.
Right, let's just have a go. Have a go on it, Joe.
So first of all, it's crisp.
So you think they've deep fried that?
They've definitely deep fried
it. You bastards.
That could do it.
Go on. That could do it. Do you think it could be 9 out of 10?
I'm excited now.
Oh, get away from the mic.
The crunch. What a nice crunch. I enjoyed that.
Did you? Now, even you're a mince pie boy, aren't you? You come over here.
In the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, hello there. Oh, my word. Joe, need to try this, mate.
Yeah. I'll give Ethan a bite. Oh, my God. I tell you what, the crisp looks phenomenal. Ethan's going to have a bite of that.
That is something else.
That is absolutely
lovely.
Ethan, give one bite and you can have the rest. Right. God, oh, my God. It's lovely and firm, isn't it?
Can I have one more tiny bite? I'll just break this bit off here. This little side piece. There you go, Ethan.
Right, I'm back. That's a great bao bun.
That's amazing.
It's mad that the Christmas special is better than their actual menu. And I have to say, I don't know what they do to the bao bun. Do they deep fry that?
I think that's been deep fried.
Why aren't they doing that more often?
Don't
Is that Ethan James? Is that 9 out of 10 worthy?
Oh, you know what? It gives you that a bit of a sickly feel. Do you know those donuts that you get on Blackpool?
Yeah,
covered in powder.
Aye, it gives you a bit of that.
Oh yeah, sugar, sorry.
But it's a bit more in control than that, and the sweetness from the mince pie.
Yeah.
Composition.
Beautiful. The word you're looking for is mincemeat.
Is it real meat?
Yeah.
No, I don't know why it's called mincemeat.
I think it used to have meat in it years ago.
Really? And they just got rid of it over time?
Something like that.
Fair play.
That's a naughty treat.
Ooh.
And... Oh, it's so wild. I loved it.
Do you know
what's That's good? What the 9 out of 10 club is. It's getting excited, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what's good about that? Finally, I said the earmuff, the sort of the buffer. Mm. It's better to counteract sweet. So in this instance, you've got that the actual bao bun itself counteracting the sweetness of the mincemeat, like Ethan was saying. And there, finally, it finds its purpose. It's balancing everything out with the cinnamon sugar on there as well. For me, the only thing is, bao buns generally, people can get most places, any city, you can definitely get them. That particular one, people are going to struggle to find, which we were trying to not do.
Yeah, yeah.
But as an extra, that for me is 9 out of 10. That's gorgeous. And like Ethan said, it's exciting.
Yeah, I'll just do search, though. If you've got a little bow boy next to you, there you are.
Just on the sofa next to you. Get him to rustle up a couple of deep-fried mincemeat ones. Little bow boy, come down. Like shouting
you
him
got
up.
A good voice, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got
you
some
could
parts
do, like, you could do musicals, couldn't you?
I can't sing.
No, but yeah, that was a great little...
Yeah,
boy.
I can fill an auditorium for sure, yeah. Yes. I'm like Brian Blessed.
Are you saying 9 out of 10, Ethan?
I'm saying maybe the bao bun has found its place in the sweet world. Maybe the savoury world isn't quite right for us. But maybe it gets in this sense.
In this realm. Right, so it's in then, is it?
Oh, go on.
Yay! I tell you what we should do in the run-up to Christmas. We should do a 9 out of 10 club surprise. Where we throw a Christmas version of something in the mix. Because a Christmas bao bun stunned us.
Yes. A Christmas fish and chips.
No.
Oh, yes. My mate Jim always has a Christmas curry on Christmas Day.
That's not what we're talking about.
No, I think you think we're...
Because they're on about sweet versions
of things.
What,
is in his Christmas curry?
Oh, he just goes to the local Indian on Christmas Day.
So it's just a curry then?
Just a curry.
Hold on. I thought there was more than that. So he'll just have like a booner.
Oh, I think he likes a tikka masala.
Right. Make sure you go and check out the merch site. The link is in the description. Perfect for Christmas gifts. And like we said in the video on the website, if you spend £50 or more, we will do a special video for you. Just say what you want us to say.
Yeah.
And we'll say it. Merry Christmas. Whether it's to you, whether it's a gift, whether it's for yourself, doesn't matter. We will do that for you. Go and check it out. It's been a long time coming. Lovely bits of bobs on there. Just check it out. The link is in the description.
Got
the
Slop Joe's
merch. The Slop Shop is here.
Yes, lovely. Right, well, it's been a wonderful episode. We'll see you Friday.
It's a wonderful life. Bye, Ethan. Wave.
Ho, ho, ho. See you later.
Bye, little bow boy. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.